Lesson 79, Doctrine and Covenants, Section 76, verses 20 through 49. Introduction. In the first portion of the vision shown to Joseph Smith and Sidney Rigdon on February 16, 1832, they saw the glory of Jesus Christ and bore witness of Him. They saw Satan thrust out of God's presence in the premortal existence for rebellion. They were also shown the sons of perdition, and learned of the eternal consequences of those who choose to follow Satan. Suggestions for teaching. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 76, verses 20 through 24. Joseph Smith and Sidney Rigdon see a vision of Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. For the devotional hymn, invite the class to sing, "I Know That My Redeemer Lives." The words of this hymn may help students feel the power of the truths they will learn today. Note: help students feel the truth and importance of doctrines and principles. The influence of the Spirit can help students feel the truth and importance of gospel doctrines and principles. Listening to or singing sacred music, pondering gospel truths, and sharing testimony about the doctrines and principles students have identified are ways for them to invite the influence of the Spirit into their hearts. Begin class by inviting students to consider the following situation. While sitting in a class at school, your teacher begins discussing world religions. The teacher asks if there are any Christians in the class who would be willing to share their beliefs about Jesus Christ. If you were in this situation, what would you say you believe and know about Jesus Christ? Invite students to look at the diagram they received in the previous lesson, which outlines the vision recorded in Doctrine and Covenants, Section 76. Explain that in today's lesson, they will learn about the first three parts of the vision shown to Joseph Smith and Sidney Rigdon. In the first part of the vision, they saw the Father and the Son in the midst of their glory. Write the following three headings on the board: what they saw, what they heard, what they learned. Ask students to write the headings in their class notebooks or scripture study journals. Then invite them to read Doctrine and Covenants 76, verses 20 through 24 silently, and list words or phrases from the verses under the applicable headings. After sufficient time, invite a student to come to the board and act as a scribe. Ask the class to share the words or phrases they identified under the first two headings, while the student writes them under the appropriate headings on the board. What doctrines do these verses teach about Jesus Christ? Invite the student scribe to list the class's responses on the board under the heading, "What They Learned." Students may identify a variety of doctrines, including the following: Jesus Christ is a living, glorified being. Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ are distinct personages. Jesus Christ is the only begotten of the Father. Jesus Christ is the creator of this world and other worlds. And we are begotten sons and daughters unto God. Help students prepare to share their feelings and testimonies pertaining to the truths they identified in verses 20 through 24 by asking them to respond to one of the following questions in their class notebooks or scripture study journals. Write these questions on the board. Which of these truths are you especially grateful for, and why? Which of these doctrines can you testify of? How do you know it is true? Complete this sentence: regarding Jesus Christ, I know blank. After students have had sufficient time to write, ask a student to read aloud Joseph Smith and Sidney Rigdon's testimony in Doctrine and Covenants 76, verse 22. Then invite any students who are willing to share their own feelings and testimonies about the resurrected Savior to do so. Consider sharing your testimony about the Savior as well. Note: Doctrine and Covenants, Section 76, verses 22 through 24, is a Scripture Mastery passage. Studying Scripture Mastery passages will help students increase their understanding of basic doctrines and be prepared to teach them to others. You may want to suggest that students mark Scripture Mastery passages in a distinctive way so they will be able to locate them easily. Refer to the teaching idea at the end of the lesson to help students with their mastery of this passage. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 76, verses 25 through 29. Joseph Smith and Sidney Rigdon see a vision of the fall of Lucifer. If possible, provide each student with a copy of the following true-false quiz, or write the quiz statements on the board. Instruct students to write on their copy or on a piece of paper whether each statement is true or false. Number 1. Satan was known as Lucifer. Number 2. Satan was a spirit in authority in the presence of God. Number 3. Satan did not mean to disobey Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. Number 4. There was rejoicing in heaven when Satan was cast out. Number 5. Satan makes war with the saints of God. After students complete the quiz, explain that Doctrine and Covenants 76 verses 25 through 29 describes the vision Joseph Smith and Sidney Rigdon saw of the fall of Lucifer. Invite students to read these verses silently and make any changes to their answers based on what they read. After students have verified their answers, review each statement as a class and invite students to explain their answers using what they learned. Statement 1 is true. See DNC 76 verse 26. Statement 2 is also true. See 76 verses 25 through 27. You may want to explain to students that the name Lucifer means lightbringer or shining one. He is also known as the son of the morning. See Bible Dictionary, Lucifer. As students explain their answers to statement 3, which is false, see DNC 76 verses 25 and 28, help them understand that Satan rebelled. He sought to dethrone Heavenly Father and take his power, kingdom, and glory. According to verse 25, what was the consequence of Lucifer's rebellion against Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ? You may want to invite students to write the following doctrine in the margin of their scriptures next to verse 25. In the premortal existence, Lucifer rebelled against Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ and was cast out. After students explain their answers to statement 4, which is false, see 76 verse 26, explain that perdition, the title given to Lucifer, means destruction or damnation. As students explain their answers to statement 5, which is true, see DNC 76 29, consider inviting them to mark the phrase in verse 29 that teaches that Satan makes war with the saints of God. When did this war with Satan begin? In the premortal existence. What words from verse 29 explain that the war that began in heaven continues today? The words maketh and encompasseth are both used in the present tense. You may need to explain that encompasseth means to surround completely. How is Satan waging war against the saints of God today? Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verses 30 through 49. Joseph Smith and Sidney Rigdon see a vision of the suffering of the sons of perdition. In a time of war, what is a traitor? Invite students to scan Doctrine and Covenants 76, verses 30 through 32, looking for the traitors to the Savior that the Lord showed Joseph Smith and Sidney Rigdon in vision. Ask students to report what they find. Invite a few students to take turns reading aloud from Doctrine and Covenants 76, verses 30 through 35. Ask the class to follow along, looking for the choices that lead individuals to become sons of perdition. What choices lead to becoming sons of perdition? Choosing to follow Satan. Denying truth and defying God's power after having known it. DNC 76, 31. Denying the Holy Spirit after having received it and denying the Savior. DNC 76, verse 35. Sometimes students are concerned that loved ones who become less active in the gospel are sons of perdition. Explain that sons of perdition are different from church members who had a testimony of the truth at one point, but have since become inactive in the gospel. Sons of perdition commit the unpardonable sin of denying the Holy Ghost. President Spencer W. Kimball taught, quote, "The sin against the Holy Ghost requires such knowledge that it is manifestly impossible for the rank and file to commit such sin." End quote. From Miracle of Forgiveness, page 123. Invite a few students to take turns reading aloud Doctrine and Covenants 76, verses 36 through 38, and verses 44 through 49 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for the state of sons of perdition. How would you describe the suffering that the sons of perdition will experience for eternity? According to verse 37, what type of death will the sons of perdition be the only ones to experience? Explain that sons of perdition will not be redeemed from the second spiritual death and will not inherit a kingdom of glory after they are resurrected. Instead, they will suffer for eternity. Point out that in the middle of the vision of the sons of perdition, Joseph Smith and Sidney Rigdon learned a hopeful truth. To help students identify this truth, ask students to relate the best news they have received during the past week. You may want to bring in some examples of good news from newspapers and other sources. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants 76, verses 39 through 43 aloud, and ask the class to follow along, looking for some good news the world received. What good news did the world receive? You may want to explain that the word gospel literally means good news. Note: Doctrine and Covenants section 76 verses 40 through 41 is a Scripture Mastery passage. Studying Scripture Mastery passages will help students increase their understanding of basic doctrines and be prepared to teach them to others. You may want to suggest that students mark Scripture Mastery passages in a distinctive way so they will be able to locate them easily. Refer to the teaching idea at the end of the lesson to help students with their mastery of this passage. To help students identify doctrines taught in Doctrine and Covenants 76 verses 39 through 43, ask them to write a short headline in their class notebooks or scripture study journals summing up the good news taught in these verses. After students have had sufficient time, invite a few to share their headlines with the class. After students respond, you may want to suggest that they mark phrases in verses 39 through 43 that teach the following doctrine: through the atonement of Jesus Christ, all of God's children, except the sons of perdition, will inherit a place in a kingdom of glory. Why is the atonement of Jesus Christ good news to you? You may want to conclude this lesson by sharing your answer to this question. Scripture Mastery, Doctrine and Covenants, Section 76, verses 22 through 24. To help students practice teaching the doctrines in Doctrine and Covenants 76, 22 through 24, invite them to complete the Present a Message Scripture Mastery activity in the appendix at the end of this manual. Scripture Mastery, Doctrine and Covenants, Section 76, verses 40 and 41. To help students memorize Doctrine and Covenants, Section 76, verses 40 through 41, give students a few minutes before the next few class periods to work on memorizing it. Encourage students to begin by memorizing the first phrase in verse 40, then adding the next phrase, and so forth until they feel comfortable reciting both verses. Commentary and background information. Doctrine and Covenants 76, verse 35. Having crucified him unto themselves and put him to an open shame. Elder Bruce R. McConkie of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles stated, quote, "Commission of the unpardonable sin consists in crucifying unto oneself the Son of God afresh, and putting him to open shame. He thereby commits murder by assenting unto the Lord's death. That is, having a perfect knowledge of the truth, he comes out in open rebellion, and places himself in a position wherein he would have crucified Christ, knowing perfectly the while that he was the Son of God. Christ is thus crucified afresh and put to open shame." End quote. From Mormon Doctrine, 2nd edition, pages 816 and 817.